I believe I told some months ago of an expedition in South Africa. The natives had a habit of worshiping on a certain night when the moon was in a certain place in the sky. They saw somewhere else the glow in the sky. And they said that was a ghost, that was a spirit. And so the natives would gather and they'd worship that glow. But these Britishers, always after money, they said, I know what that is. There's a diamond there somewhere on the surface. So they took a cart and they went in search of the diamond next day. And really they found a great big rock, transparent. Never saw a big diamond like that. So they dug it out and put it on the cart and took it to Johannesburg to a jeweler to examine it, see how much carat it was. Well, this jeweler laughed. He says, lick it. It's rock salt. You can lick a lot of religion, a lot of sanctification, a lot of holiness. It's nothing but salt. It melts. They were fooled. Praise the Lord. Well, these Britishers, they didn't give up. They went again and they found the real diamond. It was there. That glow was still in the sky. And they found it because they were not satisfied with rock salt. They wanted a pure diamond. You and I don't have to be satisfied with anything short of the love of God described here. It's yours. It's mine. Thank God.